Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy Labor Day. I'm Caroline Phipps of Berkshire Style. I'd like to preview the stories we're covering on our website. The Colebrook Fair, created during the darkest days of World War II. A teacher noticed the stress her students were enduring, with fathers and brothers absent on foreign battlefields. To lighten the mood, a teacher assigned the children the task of organizing a community fair. The fair was small, with only a bandstand, a fortune teller, and tables with farm products and crafts. A frog jumping contest was among its most popular attractions. The current fair hasn't changed through the years and will happen this weekend in Colebrook, Connecticut. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for your enjoyment this week. Anima, immersive performance installation at PS 21 in Chatham, New York, an in-person event. Anima is an immersive multimedia installation of live aerial performance, large-scale projected video, and electronic music. Anima alters your perspectives on the sensation of time and the pace and effects of climate change. Enjoy a journey through Earth's seemingly fantastical landscapes, revealing the interconnectedness of all living organisms. Anima at PS 21 in Chatham, New York. Spencertown Academy Festival of Books in Spencertown, New York, an in-person event. Don't miss the 18th Annual Festival of Books, where over 15,000 gently used books, CDs, DVDs, LPs and audiobooks are available for purchase. One of the largest secondhand book sales in the area, the quality of books is excellent. Enjoy the author presentations throughout the day on Saturday and Sunday, and a children's meet and greet with Lyle, the crocodile, the most lovable reptile any family could find in their bathtub. The Festival of Books at Spencertown Academy Arts Center in Spencertown, New York. Fall Bird Walks, heading south at the Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts, an in-person event. Explore Edith Wharton's estate, including the woods, wetlands, and meadows that may have inspired her writing. Learn skills to bird by sight and sound. Part of a monthly series of bird walks, September's session focuses on fall migration, with boreal forest and tundra breeding birds heading south. Led by Mass Audubon naturalists, the program connects those who love sharing their passion for birds and all of nature with others. The Fall Bird Walk at the Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts. Painkiller, the book that started it all. Lenox Library, Lenox, Massachusetts, an in-person event. Barry Mayer will be in conversation with Martin Barron, former executive editor of the Washington Post. Mayer's landmark book, Painkiller, An Empire of Deceit and the Origin of America's Opioid Epidemic, first chronicled the saga of OxyContin and how its reckless promotion by one of America's wealthiest families, the Sacklers, unleashed the greatest public health crisis of the 21st century. The opioid epidemic. Barry Mayer and Martin Barron in conversation at the Lenox Library in Lenox, Massachusetts. Behind the scenes, Life Inside a US Embassy, a virtual event. Have you ever watched Madame Secretary or The Diplomat? If so, have you ever wondered what it's really like to work at a US embassy overseas? Join an active duty Foreign Service officer for a presentation on life inside a US embassy. To learn what these shows get right and wrong, as she explains how an embassy functions overseas. Come prepared to ask questions as Anne DeLong will try to sate your curiosity about this famous institution. You can learn more about these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date. Additional features we explore this week. Our favourite thing. There is a new coffee roaster in the town of North Canaan, Ilse. A young couple moved from Stamford into the former Jim's Garage on Railroad Street. The coffee beans are imported, and we hear the coffee is delicious. Berkshire Kitchen, summer fruit granita with Pinot Noir, made from a crunchy ice flavoured with fruit and or berries. It has a lighter texture than sorbet. Because it contains no dairy, it has less calories, is lactose free, and can be made with almost any fruit. We have the recipe. Out on a Limb from Catherine Bowden. Brilliant buzzards. I first saw him, or her, in late summer more than a decade ago. We were both startled by the encounter. After all, it's not often that you meet a buzzard on your back porch. He, she flapped away, and I immediately concluded it must be a young bird drawn in by the cat food. Catherine Boughton writes about two buzzards, her almost pets. Inner elegance. Showing up. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Showing up fully exactly where you are is the fastest way to get where you want to go. What is the difference between people who successfully pursue their passion and those who have dreams and desires and yet make little to no progress? I explore. History's Lens, Centre of Sheffield in 1839. John Warner Barber produced this engraving and included it in his 624-page Massachusetts Historical Collections, published that year. Folks familiar with the community will recognize several venerable buildings along the left side of Main Street. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource. Here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have an amazing week and a safe and happy holiday.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.